He's the star of Dabble. We did the Brownlow show together. It's a partnership like peas and carrots. Lord Heath Shaw, hello to you, my friend.
Peas and carrots, you reckon? That's a nice way to describe me, mate. It's not a bad start.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Hey, Magic Millions, you're up there doing a lot of content for the Dabble team. Can we just start, though, with, I did see some footage on, I think the Mugs might have put it up last night. You had a wave of the hand at the Calcutta and landed the roughy at $1,500. That's smart buying.
Well, you know, it's the old thing. It's like, all right, we need to get something. Excuse me. We need to get something. And it's like, get in early. The boys are telling me, get in early. And I'm like, all right. So the number 16, she's a Cinquantita or whatever it is.
That's it. 200 to 1. Yep.
200 to 1. He goes, get in early, mate. You'll get this one cheap. And I was like, all right. So I'm standing there, hand up early. The guy, you know, when the auction goes on, the guy's standing right next to you. He's like intimidating you. He wants you to keep bidding. And I'm like, he sort of talked me into it. Got up to, I think it was 1500. And I'm like, that's going to be the cheapest, easily, no dramas at all. The next three went for under $1,000. And I'm like, you guys have stitched me up an absolute ripper. three horses that are better, obviously, than this one went for under what I paid for. But absolute cracking night. And you know what? When you got your hand up in the air and you end up winning one, you're in with a chance. So looking forward to tomorrow's racing. And to be honest, I would be very, very happy with the place.
Hey, it's the Calcutta was massive. I did see at one point that Stormboy was at $60,000. But, Heather, do you know who did the auction? I did that auction there for about 5 years, I think, there at the Gold Coast Turf Club. It's one of the great nights.
Yeah, great. And everyone was saying how much better it was this year when you weren't there.
you're not bad.
It was very, very good. And you know what? The room was full. There was a lot of people there, and I know there'll be a lot of people there on Saturday as well. I think Stormboy and Highness were the most popular for the people bidding. So looking forward to seeing that race. I wouldn't say it's the deepest race I've ever seen in my life. Wouldn't say it's the obviously going to be as challenging as everyone thinks, but you never know with these two-year-olds. So that's why I'm holding on to hope that mine actually runs a drum. But as you said, Stormboy was very, very popular, $2.30, and then Highness is next in line. And I think those two will sort of battle it out, but looking forward to the race.
There's no bigger race meet for tips to fly around or mail to fly around than the Gold Coast Magic Millions. When you get to the sales complex, everyone's got some mail for you. You go to the Calcuttas, everyone's got it. You go to the Loose Moose, and everyone's got mail for you there as well. What's the whispers flying around? What's the best bet on the card?
Mate, people are so... You know what? It's very predictable. The Victorians want Arabian Summer. So it's like they're just sticking to what they know. But Arabian Summer was flying around, and obviously its last start was unbelievable as well. So a lot of people talking that up. A lot of people just like accepting the fact that Stormboy is the best horse in the race and that they think it's going to win. And the best thing about Stormboy is I cannot wait for the interview with Gay Waterhouse before the race, because she will tell you it's going to win. And then if it does win, she'll tell you, I told you that it was going to win. So obviously tips flying around left, right and centre. It's a two-year-old race, so like who knows what's going to happen. Went out to the sales yesterday and it's the same sort of thing. You actually don't know. You buy a horse for $1 million and you actually don't know if it's going to win or it's going to be any good. So it's a little bit of the unknown, and that's the best thing about this race. And I think everyone just gets around the fact that it's good weather. It's the start of the year. And there's a lot of cash on the board ready to be taken. So everyone's excited about what's going to happen.
Heather, Dabble, the partnership, they've joined on with the Form Lounge. You're going to be in here next week. We're going to push the profiles. We're pushing sharing the experience. And also, we're pushing the fact that people can watch the Form Lounge live in the Banda channel every week. Every week.
Yeah, mate. You get feedback straight away. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait 10, 15 minutes, mate. You get it on repeat very, very, very quickly, which we love. But the best thing, obviously, the best thing about Dabble, it's very unique. We were first to market in the fact that you can copy people's bets and you can get in the Banter channel, and it's live. You're there all the time. And if you're watching a race or you're watching footy or you're watching the NRL, you have the opportunity to talk about it with people, like-minded people. So that's what we love about Dabble. That's what I love about Dabble. That's why I'm so heavily involved. And hopefully there's a bit of banter around tomorrow when my horse Salutes finds third place, hopefully, or even better tomorrow afternoon.
Do you know what the prize pool is off the top of your head for second or third? 22 for third. Won't be a bad investment from the 1500.
Don't worry, mate. I'll be looking very closely. I love the race. I'll be watching that very closely, no matter what. But I'll be very, very interested on the number 16, the red sleeves with the blue cap. I'll be following that horse more than I'll be following the guys up the front. So, looking forward to the day. We've got a live stream tomorrow with the leg up. It's the Lord versus the leg up tomorrow in the live stream. So we'll all be there. We'll be enjoying the fact that we get to sit in the sunshine, watch races, and do what we love best.
I'll be cheering home VC in the three-year-old heater. I said off the top, this is why Dabble works. You can go and see what I've had a bet on, and I had a bet on VC at $51 on the 18th of December, now into around the $14 mark. So you'll be hearing from me directly if VC gets up in the three-year-old race.
Don't worry, mate. I saw your bet a long time ago, but I did not copy it because I wasn't quite sure. But it has firmed in a little bit, which is great for you, getting on early. But again, it's another race that who knows what's going to happen. I wouldn't say I'm confident betting on many there, but it's open to anyone, and that's the best thing about these Magic Million races. Like, you don't know what's going to happen, but then after the race, you can obviously say I told you so if you get the winner.
Heater, appreciate your time. Looking forward to you coming on the show next week. We're going to have the leg up guys. We'll have Mitchy Lewis. We're going to have everyone involved from the Dabble team, Jack Jenkins, on the show right throughout the year. We'll get them copying the bets. They can hit us up in the banter channels as well. And from next week, they can watch the show live via the Dabble app. Mate, appreciate your time as always. I'll see you next week. And just take it a little bit easy up there, mate. The day can get hold of you. 11 races. It's a long day.
Yeah, it's a long day, mate. And you know what? Slip, slop, slap, because it's very hot up here. So I'll be very, very responsible in that regard because I've got the pale skin lurking around. But thanks for having me, and I'll see you next week.